New York State Department of Transportation officials are investigating the derailment in Rotterdam Junction that was reported just before 4 a.m. Wednesday. DOT says in a statement that a crossing at Route 5S and Main Street was closed throughout the day before being reopened around 4:20 that afternoon. Nobody was injured in the accident near the SI Group chemical plant. Company spokeswoman Kate Chauvin.
6 rail cars were involved in the derailment yesterday, all empty. So the derailment took place outside of SI Group's own property. And we've been committed to working with the local transportation authorities on any repairs that are necessary. But from our perspective, it was more of a traffic issue than anything safety related or, you know, affecting the daily operations at our site.
On Wednesday, traffic was rerouted from the affected portion of Route 5S across the Mohawk River to Route 5 in the town of Glenville. After the derailment in Rotterdam Junction, Glenville Town Supervisor Chris Ketzley, a Republican, said rail safety was on his mind. In February 2013, 11 freight cars derailed on tracks along Route 5.
We do have a lot of rail that goes through Glenville, and we want to ensure that there is enough attention placed on rail safety.
As the nation debates infrastructure spending, Congressman Paul Tonko, a Democrat from New York's 20th House District, told WAMC this week on the Congressional Corner Program that any plan approved in Washington needs to include rail upgrades.
If you're going to do a once-in-a-generation infrastructure package, it should be inclusive so as to include our drinking water infrastructure, wastewater infrastructure, grid modernization, broadband expansion, many rail investments, along with roads and bridges.
Tonko was critical of the $200 billion infrastructure plan touted by Republican President Donald Trump. The White House is pushing the proposal as a way to spur up to $1.5 trillion in investments through the assistance of private sources. Last week, Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer introduced a $1 trillion infrastructure bill that the New York Democrat said would set aside funding for smaller and local projects.
There'd be enough money, given what we proposed, that lots of projects would be chosen. It wouldn't be you have a 1 in 20 chance. If you have a good project, you'd have a very strong chance of getting dollars.
Schumer says his plan would be funded by restoring some of the tax cuts championed by congressional Republicans and signed into law in December. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.